Ookie Spooky Session begins. This is your reading for Tuesday, April 30th. If you would like to see the spread, LVX Media Net on Instagram, it will be published in the stories. All right. Theme card today is the Inverted Emperor. Keywords here are rigidity, stubbornness, and the lack of discipline. The tool card, Inverted Ten of Swords, learning lessons, improvement, healing in a roundabout way. The obstacle card is the Inverted Knight of Cups, moodiness, turmoil, and disappointment. The advice card is the Three of Wands, the message here being act quickly and decisively. The sixth instinct is Venus. The keywords are harmony, values, and beauty. The moon is a waning gibbous, which this is the phase for shedding bad habits as we prepare for the new moon. All right, let's put this whole fucking thing together here. though the poor themes may persist, so do we. When it's inverted, the emperor is in a situation where they're losing control and abusing power, trying to maintain appearances. So this person that's in a position of power, that's, you know, acting out, trying to keep up pretense, doesn't necessarily have to be us. It could be an external figure that is taking their powerless feelings out on us. It could also be that we are the weak ruler, in a manner of speaking, and we're not managing what we have in front of us properly. We're not prioritizing the way we should be. But I'll loop back around to that in a second, just to see how the rest of the reading shapes out, and then we can make a better determination of which of those interpretations is best. If something is just immediately coming to mind, like a dickhead boss or something, I don't know. You know your situation better than me. I don't even know anything about you. So if you have something in mind, then, well, you know, there you go. So the tool card. What we have here for just in this context is powerful emotions that are typically associated with a very hard defeat in some arena or avenue of our lives. The Ten of Swords, regardless of being upright or upside down, that is a card that signals defeat. Now, upright, we can take it to mean that while we are vanquished, we're still unaccepting of that reality, searching for anywhere to place blame but ourselves, and kind of trying to get a little bit of a pity parade going on, trying to get other people to feel bad for us, for our, you know, our mistakes or poor decisions coming back to bite us. But when it's inverted, we're reversing that unaccepting aspect of it, and, you know, we're no shit accepting our loss. It's important to remember that accepting the finality of a situation is not pure defeat if you can take something from it, learn something from the experience, like silver linings. Take the lesson from the encounter and be better for it. So it's a difficult card to frame as a tool, but given what it is, I think that the theme card is talking more about the struggle, a personal struggle of the emperors, meaning that, you know, that first or second interpretation of us not prioritizing properly. So, you know, that's to say we're being careless and not tending our empire, to continue the metaphor. We're not tending it as meticulously as we should be. I think the tool is that us accepting perhaps that our misguided priorities are contributing in great part to the difficulties that we have in life. And it's also of accepting that we need to put away whatever it is that's distracting us from what matters most. Don't necessarily have to put it away for good, but right now there are more important things to do. This is the overarching message from pretty much the entirety of last week, was, or maybe the week before. It's all starting to fucking blur together, but that was the overarching message, was like put that shit away and focus on what's important for the time being. The obstacle is exactly what you'd expect from a person who doesn't want to let themselves be rational about the priorities, accept that whatever it is that they're putting their time and effort into isn't working and it's contributing to their difficulties. It's a person looking, who jumping at any opportunity to do literally anything else and blame anything else but themselves and to do what they're expected to do. This is the type of person that lets their emotions guide their decision making, which is not always a bad thing. Do not mistake. There is a proper time and place, proper circumstances for letting your emotions guide you a little bit more. But this is not that time. Right now, our emotional mind, our emotional compass is a hindrance to our progress. The overall advice for today is to act decisively. I think a strong implication here is that we know already what the right thing to do is, right? So it's imperative to simply commit to doing it. Be decisive. Be the emperor. Stop fucking around and do what you know is the right thing to do. The sixth instinct. This one took a little bit more finesse to work it in. It's not quite as fitting. It's like an outlier. It's an anomaly among what is otherwise a really bleak message. But I think overall it can be a general concept of what to do or what to aim to do in the realm of this, whatever this thing that we're freshly committing, recommitting ourselves to doing, that is the realm in which we take the message of the Venus card. So, and for me, I can say like a new job, right? So I can, chatting with new people around work, talking to people at work, trying to, you know, kind of build acquaintances around, or if you go to school, you're trying to commit to going to the gym and exercising, whatever the case it is, whatever it is that you're frequenting, that you're trying to push distractions away from, make connections there. When you make connections with people in the field of your pursuit, you're going to bring like-minded people into your orbit. And these are the perfect types of people that can help keep you dedicated to your craft. They'll help keep, if you get to be good enough friends or whatever, buddies, whatever you want to call it, they can even help hold yourself accountable, right? But that, you know, that's just my trying to mix it in there. The stone today is a gray Botswana agate. The best uses for this is this one. I'm kind of starting to figure out what the chakra things are. This one is the crown and third eye. So these are like this is a real mind heavy sort of stone to use. It's opening your mind to higher consciousness and higher planes of thinking. So given I think that higher level view can give you better objectivity when it comes to pushing things away that are more distractions in your current circumstances. The moon phase is calling for a shed of bad habits. So, you know, maybe the bitchy, whiny, fucking crappy crybaby sort of thinking that the obstacle card presents, maybe that's a good place to start. But that's just me. All right. There you have it. That's Tuesday. That's April 30th. If you'd like to see how I put all this shit together, you can go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. Hit the ooky spooky tier. At the end of every week, I publish a video where I do the whole thing. It's a whole ritual. You can see it from start to finish. and see, you won't see it ahead of time, like you won't see the cards ahead of time, but you will see how I got everything that I got for that week. You know what I mean? If you want a personalized reading, lvxmedia.net, that's the website. Go to the spooky page. You could go to it's.net/spooky, or, you know, hit the spooky button. Whatever the fuck, you'll figure it out. But go to the spooky page, and there's a form you can fill out. You can give me as much information as you're comfortable sharing. The more you can give me, the better the more detail I can give you in return. But, you know, it's up to you. One thing that if you do want one, it's kind of important to me that you pick a pick the deck. Look through the artwork. Pick the deck that you like, the one that the artwork speaks to you and you like. It feels representative of you. I think that is an important aspect of getting a personalized reading. Oh, shit. Right. If you want a personalized reading, could you, for the love of fucking anything and everything divine, please don't send me weird shit. Please, please, please. I don't want to say anything more on that. Just, like, can we fucking keep it tame? You got a crush on someone at work or something? I don't fucking know. Can we, let's keep it pretty, I can hang with, like, rated R, but let's not get into unethical scenarios. For the love of God, please don't do that. If you're listening, don't do that to me again. Please. Oh, shit. I mentioned up top LVX MediaNet. That's a social media handle. That there's more there, just as there is more on the website. Like, you could see more stuff. I get up to more than just this. So there's a lot of other shows if you want to check them out. There you go. God damn it, it's late. All right, I gotta get out of here. So I will see you tomorrow. Same ookie time. Same spooky place.